We are going to spend the next few minutes celebrating the marvel that is the human voice. In a moment, we'll hear a new CD that's designed to make it easier for children to sing along to classical music. We will start with a commentator who needs no accompaniment. Baxter Black offers his latest contributions to enrich our use of the spoken word.
Animals have many uses, but one of the most significant ways in which animals have contributed to the civilization of mankind is as a simile or metaphor. Strong as a lion, sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Certain animals convey feeling, gentle as a kitten, fat as a tick, slicker than silk pajamas on a snake. Plant life also offers itself up as subjects for metaphor and simile, but plants never seem to have the same dramatic effect. They fought like apples and oranges. Quit squashing around. What's good for the kumquat is good for the kudzu, the Trojan radish, the dandelion king. See, flora just lacks the zip that fauna can deliver. Now, there are those times in our lives when we're surprised, insulted, or kidded, and we need the perfect animal rejoinder. Snappy animal comebacks are useful in the category of damning with faint praise. I offer these examples for your consideration. He's smart as a trainload of sheep, or a wheelbarrow of turkeys, or a bucket of night crawlers. Or, try these on for size. Witty as a team of oxen, charming as a fruit bat, clever as a cedar stump, cuddly as a centipede, ethical as a congress of millers, regular as a three-toed sloth, deep as a housefly, loyal as a fruit salad, welcome as head lice, romantic as a hippo's kiss, and handy as wings on a liver fluke. See how much nicer animal similes are than just saying, you know, sometimes Baxter's dumber than boiled gravel.
Those are the comments of a cowboy poet, philosopher, a former large animal veterinarian, and a man definitely smarter than boiled gravel, Baxter Black.